So it is the final look at sports this morning. Armin Duplantis and Sydney McLaughlin Levron have been crowned World Athletes of the Year at the World Athletics Awards in Monaco. Duplantis set four new pole vault world records in 2025, the most recent, of course, at the World Champs in Tokyo, when he became the first human to clear the 6.30-meter barrier.
What an honour and a privilege for all of us to be here. The crowd are on their feet. They're roaring him on. Is it his fourth world record of the year?
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Oh, yes! Cometh the hour. Cometh the Swede. The whole place is in raptures.
Just quickly, Darren Moore, Duplantis, 6.30 metres. Pole vault. What is your record again?
Lol.
I got to talk about records.
410.
410. I will leave it there. McLaughlin and Levrone went undefeated through 2025 in both the 400 meters and, of course, the 400 meter hurdles.
The three main protagonists are right there. McLaughlin, Levrone trying to go for an unprecedented gold medal over the four flat. And she's got the edge, but Paulino's coming back. She's not beaten yet. This is so close. McLaughlin Levrone for history. She's driving for the line, and she's done it. 47.80. No woman has run this fast for 40 years.
Yeah, so that is your World Athletes of the Year. Pretty special duo.
Ow.
Yeah. 400 meters, 47 seconds. That's pretty impressive.
And amazing.
Yeah. Liverpool, they've ended their winless run with a 2-0 victory over West Ham United. We also had Alexander Isak getting his first goal for the Premier League champions. Arsenal, 5 points clear at the top. They drew 1-1 with Chelsea. We had Man United beating Crystal Palace 2-1 and a big win for Brighton against Nottingham Forest. And then, so I've done the maths and I'm looking at the World Rugby website. Eben Etzebeth facing a lengthy spell. Well, he could be on the sidelines for quite some time for his record against the Welsh. So he was sent off for eye gouging on opposite flanker Alex Mann. So this is it, right? So intentional contact with the eye carries a minimum entry of 12-week ban. Top end sanctions exceeding 24 weeks. In extreme cases, bans can stretch as far as 4 years.
What? Sheesh. Do you think that could happen?
Put on your mic, comment.
No, I saw this information yesterday, yeah, which is why I was so concerned.
I don't think we'll go to 4 years, but guys, no. It's a serious thing. Like, we can joke around. Don't do that, bruh. You don't. You don't.